Well, back in March, the three McLean brothers from Scotland set off on their 14,000-kilometre journey from Lima in Peru to Sydney in nothing but a rowboat, aiming for the fastest ever non-stop and unsupported row across the Pacific. In March, we spoke to the eldest brother, Ewan, just days before they set off on the journey.
Being three of us, it's actually quite a benefit because, you know, you can, if there's a decision to be made, you just take the majority vote. And, you know, if you don't like it, then you just, yeah, you just kind of forget it. But yeah, hopefully there's still three of us when we get to the other side.
That's Ewan McLean there. Well, now the brothers are 48 days and almost 5,700 kilometres in, rowing through the middle of the Pacific Ocean. They're currently estimated to be closer to astronauts on the International Space Station than they are to other humans on Earth. But amazingly, of course, thanks to modern technology, they still have phone reception. And the middle brother, Jamie, joins me now. Jamie, welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Hello, hello. How's it going? Thanks for having me on.
Very well. And Jamie, I'm a middle child as well, so I'm feeling your pain of being out there with your siblings. How's it going for the three of you?
Oh, it's going good. Yeah, it's going good. There's obviously been little fallouts here and there, mostly over food, over peanut butter and chocolate bars and things like that. Snacks are the main cause of friction. But no, otherwise going good. You know, it's pretty relentless. So you're at your worst self when out here. But we're managing to still get along.
And are you at progress to what you were expecting before you headed off?
Just about, we reckon. Yeah, it's been tougher actually. The last 48 days, the wind has been predominantly from the south to southeast, which means because of the route we're taking, it's hitting us side on. So it's fairly relentless. Waves coming over the boat regularly. Everyone's getting wet. Salt sores are a result of that. But we are still making good progress. I reckon we're on track. We're desperately trying to hit the Lions' third test in Sydney. But we're not sure we're going to make it in time. We'll see. We need to speed up a bit.
You would have been through enough, let alone England getting beaten in that, I think.
Potentially, we'll see.
And what about illness for you and your brothers? How's that been? You're saying there are a few salt sores. What are they like, Jamie?
Yeah, I mean, it's just, salt water, it just degrades your skin in every aspect. So, you know, we're exposed, you know, to all the elements, to the sun, to the heat, to the waves, to the rain. And it just means that you're putting a lot of stress on your body. So the salt sores, they build up, in particular on friction points, on your hands, on your feet, on your backsides. And there's just no escape. So you try and manage it by rinsing it off with fresh water and, you know, baby wipes and things like that. But the reality is that there's just no escape. So it does degrade your body. And we've all got salt sores that we're managing. They're kind of like blisters, but they're not as painful as blisters, but they just manifest themselves in lots of awkward places. And then other than that, yeah, our bodies otherwise are holding up pretty good. You know, there's no major injuries, so we're able to keep progress.
You were saying, I think, when we were speaking to your brother in March, that you were going to sort of track across and then change direction to head towards Australia. Have you made that turn as yet, or how far away is that?
No, not yet. We're waiting for that point. We're still trying to just punch due west, pretty much. But in about 800 to 1,000 nautical miles, we'll start angling down, and then we start coming down through, you know, the South Pacific Islands, and then we angle even further to try and hit Sydney. It's that last stretch that's going to be really, really tough.
I'm having a look at a picture of your boat while we're talking, Jamie. There's three rowing stations there. There's a little bit of space at either end. Where are you sleeping when you're not rowing?
So there's sort of like two pods. There's a pod at either end. You have to tuck your feet under the row deck. So you're sort of half in the cabin, half under the deck. So as you can imagine, because of the length of the crossing, we've got so much food, so much kit, spares, repairs. The cabins are full to the brim. They're pretty uncomfortable at the best of times, and it's so hot. So it's hot and humid. So you kind of, you look forward to sleeping, but you don't look forward to the sleeping conditions, that's for sure.
The sea life and the bird life, what's the most extraordinary thing you've seen so far since you've been out there?
Oh, we've been treated to a host of wonderful things. We've seen a couple whales, a couple breaching whales. We've seen multiple pods of dolphins that have jumping out the waves beside the boat and jumping at the bow. There's quite a lot of different types of birds, and then fine fish. I mean, there's fine fish everywhere. They're actually a bit of a nuisance. Because they land on deck and then you have to clean them off in the morning, and they even hit you in the side of the head, you know, at dawn and dusk. And then other than that, we've been fishing a bit. So we've seen a bit of fishing, a few marlin and a tuna. None have been reeled in yet, but we're still holding out hope.
Just finally, Jamie, what do you think about when you're rowing? Where are your thoughts?
What do you think about indeed? I mean, it's the one place in the world that you've got very few distractions. So your thoughts are your best distraction. No, you think about everything and anything. And really the way to pass the time is to have long, lengthy conversations. But you also think about, like, you know, the reasons why you're out here. The three of us want to live as exciting and fulfilling lives as possible, but ones that ultimately have a positive impact on other people. So that's, you know, you think about that a lot. You think about how are we going to raise, we've set the ambitious target of $2 million for clean water projects. And, you know, you're constantly thinking about, are we going to hit that goal? What can we do to help reach that goal? We anticipate we'll have to do things once we arrive in Sydney. Who knows? But yeah, you've got a lot of time for your mind to wander, that's for sure.
Jamie, it's been so interesting to have a chat with you, and we look forward to keeping updated on the journey for you and your brothers. And hopefully we'll be seeing three very fit, slightly sunburnt Scottish blokes turning up for the rugby.
Oh, for sure. Well, thank you so much for having me on. And, you know, we're going to be out here for another 60, 70 days. So call anytime.
Lovely. Thanks, Jamie. That's Jamie McLean there. He and his two brothers are rowing across the Pacific Ocean, attempting to break a world record for the fastest time to complete the journey. They're now more than 5,500 kilometres into that trip.
ABC Radio National.